the Pink Floyd manager. I knew him from days when I was in the agency business. And I called him and asked him if he thought the group would mind if a bootleg record was on the market, as I'd been offered some. He was quite thrilled at the idea that Pink Floyd had a bootleg record on the market, and said that if there was any complaints, he'd let me know. And I haven't heard from him since.
Well, I can't remember talking to this skeezer at all. No, it's not true at all. Obviously, I wouldn't be happy about a bootleg album coming out, at least by anybody. And if the guy comes on to me, I'll either attempt to tape his conversation, and I'll certainly find out more about him, get his name and address anyway. If you've got it, I'd be very happy to take it off you.
We played a snatch of their bootleg album called Pinky. It was the first time they'd heard it.
Well, what do you think of that?
Compared with studio recordings, it is disgusting. And, I mean, he's just conning everybody all the way along the line.
That we could do if we chose, you know,
chose a live recording, it would be of far superior quality than that.
Their reactions weren't perhaps so surprising. Producing pop music today is sophisticated and expensive. The Pink Floyd's new album is costing more than £15,000 to produce. The stereo and balance had to be exactly right for the demanding tastes of their audiences. Bootlegs can not only damage their bank accounts, they can also affect a group's musical reputation. If bootleggers are to survive and prosper, they know they must improve the quality of their records.